Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavana Robert Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX, and I'm here today with a bunch of my friends.
And Shavana Robert Schreiber, the other side of Culture Club HTX. So excited today. We're
Me
here with
too.
All of our friends. We have
Me
so many
too.
Friends.
We have a special guest, but before we get to our guest, I know I talked about the Tickle Pink luncheon last week.
You did?
But I'm just still floating. I'm on a pink cloud. Aww. I mean, it's just the biggest luncheon we've ever had for Tickle Pink in Houston. The response has been incredible. What I really want to do is say thank you to everyone who supported us, everyone who attended, everyone who bought bottomless champagne, which appeared to be thousands. I mean, like really a lot.
Kind of a lot.
And
that was the best part.
Yeah, and
one of the best parts.
We can't wait to come back next year.
What's the date?
Save the date. April 4th.
No, it's not.
It's April 4th. It was April 5th this year. It's April 4th, 2025.
I think it's the opposite.
No.
It's okay.
No, it was April 5th, 2024. Now it's April. It has to go back a day the next year.
Why?
It's not leap year.
Oh.
You know, and when things... It's April 4th, 2025 at the Post Oak. It starts like at 11:15. And once the tickets are on sale, buy them quick because we will sell out this year. We said we were sold out last year at 700, but we can put 800, I think.
I think we had 800.
No, seven.
Seven?
It was we didn't set up.
Because you were trying to get people to come and stand in the lobby. We talked about this.
No, hang from the rafters.
Hang from the rafters. Well, yeah. I'm super excited, and I'm going to say that I'm wearing my pink ensemble. Kind of my lipstick and nails.
Yeah, you do.
See that? Because I'm floating on a pink cloud too. So the other great thing that happened last week was the Herman Park Commons. Magnificent. I think it's 26 acres.
So fabulous.
It's so fabulous. And we got a chance to do a sneak peek because we're on the board. Well, yesterday it opened to the public. So
it sure did.
It opened to the public, and the weather was fantastic. So I'm hoping that you all went out and had a chance to enjoy the commons. My most favorite thing, I think, is the carousel.
I can't wait to ride it because when I went last week, I was with some girlfriends, and we were so intent on finding this bench that I had dedicated to my late husband and my late stepson. Mm-hmm. So we just were on a mission, and we kind of never, you know, of course, we went into the dinosaur pits and watched the water stuff and went on the Space Needle. But we didn't do the carousel, which I really want to do.
It was so fun. And check this out. So I haven't ridden a carousel, in, 200 years. And so I didn't know they go up and around. So I'm on it it starts. And I was like, wait a minute, what's happening? Is this malfunctioning? Because it was going up and down and
of
around. Did you know that?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Anyway, I didn't know that. Nevertheless. Such an exciting time at Herman Park. So proud of our city. It's such a gem. So if you haven't yet, check it out.
Go yourself, take your families, take your friends. And one of the most important things about this, which we learned from our really dear friend, and I'm shouting her out, Stephanie Suru, who was a co-chair of the Capital Campaign for this incredible endeavor, is that it's the entrance from the medical center.
Yes.
You know, it's the corner.
Cambridge and Fannin.
And the reason Stephanie agreed to be chair of this capital campaign was when her family member was ill and hospitalized for a while, she came over to the park and this was like the mud pits.
It wasn't really the mud pits, but it was
grand and fabulous like it is. So the benches for her family and friends are all along that entrance.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So I'll go see those again this week.
Yeah, you know, I will too. I didn't know that.
But thank you, Stephanie, and thank you, everyone who, again, contributed $52 million or something
to, so awesome.
To build this.
Another interesting thing, people may not know this, but you can bring your pets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And speaking of pets, we have in studio with us today.
What a segue.
Olga, you know, boom, boom, boom. That's what I do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Olga Herrera, who is the Director of Behavior Intake and Intake at Three Little Pitties Rescue. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
We're so excited to have you. I love dogs. So if anybody knows me, you know that I love dogs. As a matter of fact, in my kitchen, I have a sign that says, dogs welcome, humans tolerated, or something like that. And I mean that. I kind of do mean that. Because dogs are, what are you doing?
You absolutely do. I was proofing our new pages for our website, and on my bio, there's me, and her bio, there's two dogs.
Oh, yes.
No, Shivana, two pictures of dogs.
They're my translators. So anyway, Olga, we're so excited to have you here. So tell us more about Three Little Pitties, the name I love. So tell us more about the rescue. How did you all come to be? What's the story?
So Three Little Pitties started with three friends, and three friends got together. Houston is the worst city in the country for animal welfare, animal neglect. So it was just, how can we make a difference? So the executive director, Elena Mateo, Goodson, we met when I adopted my dog from her, when from Alvin Adoption Animal Center, and we just... We were volunteering through them, and we figured we could do something on our own, something better. And then just with time, we built an organization. Then we started doing things out of the back of our cars and having
fosters like a rapper.
Homes.
You're like rappers. They sell CDs and things like that.
And then from there, we just got a little warehouse in Friendswood. And in 1 year, we just outgrew that. And from there, we got a property also just down the street in Friendswood, a two-acre property.
Awesome.
And then we just got our second property in Friendswood, another 2 acres. So we went from having that property, and then the other one has our clinic now. So we're two separate locations. Mm-hmm. And we adopt out to the Pacific Northwest and British Columbia, Canada, and to the Northeast. So every 2 weeks, we send vans, buses and vans with adopted animals straight to their homes from our facility or our foster homes.
Fantastic.
So that's how we
Houston, too, right?
So we do local. We do
you
Houston.
You do local.
And we do, so again, anywhere from Houston all the way through the East Coast and all the way from Utah, Idaho, Montana, Washington, Oregon, British Columbia. And then we go all the way to the Virginia.
What does it cost?
What does what cost?
Does it cost money to adopt a pit bull?
Yes. So it costs, so we have all breeds. So we're an all breed dog
I was
and
going
cat
to ask
rescue.
That. Yep.
So we have anywhere from purebred animals. So we have Great Danes, we have Dachshunds, we have purebred Aussies. You get everything to pit bulls. We have mutts of every kind. Mm-hmm. We have Chihuahua. I mean, everything. So we have an average of 600 animals in the programs at all times.
Wow.
So we're constantly rotating. So we have a behavior team, foster team, everything. And they're constantly rotating every 2 weeks adopted animals with new ones coming in.
Awesome. So speaking of pit bulls, so that's where you started.
Yes.
And we'll talk more about like some branding that we can do, because I think people think it's only pit bulls because of your name, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's not true, but that's
correct.
Okay. So we should say something like not just pit bulls, or I don't know. We'll come up with something. But nevertheless, pit bulls have this sort of negative perception, public perception,
correct,
around being aggressive animals. Well, I grew up with the pit bull, so I know that's not true, but that's my personal experience. So what are you all doing to change that public perception and to promote a better understanding of the breed?
So pit bulls are our heart and soul. That's what we specialize in, and we're able to move the large quantities of pit bulls that we do due to our behavior program. So we assess every animal that comes into the program. So what we do is we recognize that every animal is individual person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's individual soul, right? Every animal is different. Like, your needs are different. And so it is important to recognize that what you can tolerate in an animal is different than what you will tolerate. And so and so every person is the same as far as adoptability. Mm-hmm. And we're able to recognize that in our behavior assessments. And so we see that in our animals, and we're able to portray it. And so our specialized behavior assessment allows us to see that, and then we can market it just perfect for that specific family. So we show it in our content, in our bios, in our pictures, and everything. And so we do, the way make our postings, we have a content team is able to see that. So when people are looking for a dog, they're able to say, oh my goodness, my dog would be perfect for that dog. And then we have a super thorough interview, and then they get to speak to our behavior team that assess that dog. So the matchmaking, it's all long distance, but it suits them so well. And so we're able to now, so for us, we're able to show that it's not just a breed thing, it's a personality thing. Because you have the issue with any breed. It's an animal thing. You're still dealing with animals no matter what your breed is.
So my trainer, so I had three dogs at one time for a long, long time. And I had the same trainer that worked with all three from puppies until, you know, ever. And she would say, shout out to Jess, it's not the puppy, it's the person. Usually, as far as any behavior problems, and so it's just interesting that you said that you think about the match, because they are individuals, but for the most part, they sort of aim to please and they want to do what you want them to do. But the people, see why I prefer puppies? The people are usually the ones that kind of get off track.
And I also think it's really important to remember that there's puppyhood, then there's adolescence, and then you have your dog that finally found who it is. Mm-hmm. And it is those horrific years, which is 7 months to, like, it can be up to the age of two, where you're struggling. And just like your kid's a teenager, they start to test those boundaries, and it's like, am I going to put my foot down? But with animals, sometimes it's hard to understand what they're saying to you. So we get confused, and sometimes it's different because you get a growl or, like, it's, you know, it's challenging you as an individual. And so you're like, if you're not used to it, you don't know what's going on.
Right.
And so the dog starts to get a little bit more leeway. And it can happen with any breed. Just like a healer, their job's to heal. It's in their innate nature. And some animals show that more.
Right.
And some are just like, I don't care, whatever. I'm not going to show these tendencies as much as other animals. But for us, we just try to focus on the traits that the animal's showing. And so we just write it down in their notes. So when we're portraying these behaviors, we write it and we show it on the videos for the families to see. So when we're adopting a dog out, we're just saying, hey, this is what this dog does. Does this meet your family's needs?
Wow. So how can we support you? How can the community get involved with your organization?
Learn more.
So we have a, we're on all social media. We have TikTok, we have Twitter, we have Instagram.
TikTok, are they dancing puppies?
Oh, we do, actually. Oh, we have everything on TikTok. They make me all sorts of stuff on TikTok. It's crazy. We're like, Olga, we need you to do this.
Where do you have the most followers? I don't know.
I think Facebook it might be our biggest, or TikTok. I think we have pretty decent following on all of them. But we also have our two facilities. So we have programs for everything. We have volunteers of every sort. So if you're like, you know what, I just want to do the cats, you can. If you're not into a lot of the animal interaction, we have gardening committees, we have laundry committees, we have people who just unfold newspapers for our kennel team to just put the newspaper down, or puppy pads, you know. We have people who, we have mom and puppy programs, so if you want to just handle the puppies, then we'll have you come and socialize them. So there's walking and stuff like that.
So tell me one more time what the name of the website is.
It's 3littlepittiesrescue.org. All of it spelled out.
P-I-T-T-I-E-S.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much. This is so exciting. And we'll be sure to send people who are interested, not just in pit bulls, but in all the animals.
All dog and cat breed rescue.
Absolutely. To your site. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Of course.
Thank you. We're glad you're spotlighting the animals and cats of Houston.
Of course.
ESPN 97.5.
We are so excited to welcome Video Envy to the Culture Club HTX crew, our newest sponsor. Video Envy removes all the barriers to video production and helps you bring your brand to life. From start to finish, they handle all of the details, ideas, strategy, production, and obviously producing the final product. So partner with Video Envy and elevate your brand with high-quality videos. To learn more, visit videoenvy.com and be sure to mention Culture Club HTX for a 10% discount.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX, and I'm so excited to welcome our new partner, SheSpace, a women's co-working community that's so much more. Welcome, SheSpace, to Culture Club HTX, and you can find out more on how you can join SheSpace at SheSpaceHTX.com. That's SheSpaceHTX.com. Join now.
This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavana Robert Schreiber.
And we're back. I'm Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, co-host of Culture Club HTX, joined by...
Lisa Holland-Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX.
You got it right.
And I got it right.
You did.
Yay.
You see, the pause was just in case.
And we have a guest today, which I'm so... whom I'm so excited to chat with. But first, I have to talk about the extraordinary morning we had on Thursday. Mm-hmm. It was incredible. Siobhana and I were both on the Building Your Brand.
Women in Tech
Conference, mm-hmm. put on by the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce. And our panel was called... what was it called?
It's like a date. It was just Building Your Personal Brand.
It was Building Your
How to
your
Advocate for
brand.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Chevron at their beautiful facility.
Yeah.
Also sponsored by BP. So all the super
And Murphy
majors,
Oil.
Murphy Oil, et cetera.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. And they put us next to each other. I think that was an accident, but it was great.
It
kind of felt like we were here, right?
Yeah, right. I was trying not to be, you know, do my eye rolls and
stuff. I did an eye roll at one point.
But really it was difficult. But anyway, it was just a fantastic event. We learned from the other panelists and the keynote speakers. And I have never left a place and gotten so many outreaches. I guess that's the way you'd say. On the way out the door, through the lobby, et cetera. But once I got to my desk, all these new connections from LinkedIn.
Yep.
So guys, if you happen to be there, we'd love to connect with you.
Mm-hmm.
We're always available, sort of.
Kind of. Well, I mean, don't get crazy, but sure.
Yeah. I mean, it was really fun. And Siobhana, of course, was totally organized with a list of eight things. And I wrote all these notes and even typed them, even, you know, printed them and all of that and forgot my glasses and couldn't read them as usual. So I did my best.
You did an excellent job. You did.
Spitballing, which is my favorite sport.
Favorite sport for Coach Nelson.
Yeah.
So speaking of business and women in business,
we got a woman here.
We have a woman here. We have a woman in business here. We have a woman in pink. I mean, we're like batting 1,000.
Yeah, we are.
So we're joined today by Sonia Brown Marshall, who, in addition to being a 2-decade-plus business owner, right?
Yes.
Also recently appointed to the Missouri City Council. So congratulations.
Thank you. And I was elected.
You were elected.
Elected.
I was going to say.
You don't get appointed.
Had to be elected.
I don't know. You don't get appointed. Okay. You get elected. Okay, got it.
It's okay.
Check. This is good. Thank you. See, we continue to learn. Thank you.
It's all right.
So we're so excited to have you here.
Thank you.
And I think the thing I'm most excited by is because being a person who is very civically engaged, as is Lisa, the fact that you are now an elected council person and a business owner, this intersection, I think, is one that is so interesting because as a business owner, you have to comply with all sorts of things. And sometimes you feel like, well, who cooked this up? Because there may be policies, procedures, et cetera, that don't seemingly align with what you believe, you know, whatever your business is looking to do. But you are sitting at this intersection where you can ensure things like that don't happen in the city of Missouri City. So I'm so excited to talk to you about that. So, thinking about this economic climate and Houston and the greater Houston area, which we would include Missouri City, is this hotbed of innovation. So talk to us about what are the things that you all are up to in the city to stimulate business growth, attract new investment. We talk a lot about that on the show, new investment coming into town. So what are you all doing to bring that into this region? In the city of Missouri City.
Well, thank both of you ladies so much for having me on.
Of course.
I'm so excited to talk to everyone about our city. Mm-hmm. We are exploding with growth currently right now. I mean, we have business initiatives just about in every segment that's ready and available to come into our city. We are taking on innovative growth strategies in order to help us with that. We have an economic development department that is ready and they are geared up to help these businesses come in. We're using technology things like CoStar and
what's CoStar?
Ooh, CoStar is one of the best commercial real estate landings out there where you can find land and different things that's available.
Good.
And so I was so proud of my city when I saw that they made the investment in order to get this, because it's an app that is so needed by especially anyone that's in the commercial real estate industry. This is one of the best ones that's out
excellent.
There. So One thing, too, about our city that I'm really, really proud of is right now we are developer business friendly.
Oh, that's important.
It is so important because we want developers to pick up the phone, call, reach out, ask us questions so that they don't fall into little mind traps or little things with trying to get their businesses off the ground. And so that is very, very key. We are redeveloping and retooling our economic development department out in Missouri City. If you get a chance to go to our website, we have property search map tools out there to help people to look to see what we have available in our city. Mm-hmm. And they can drill it all the way down to see even the zoning, what's allowed there, because we have zoning in Missouri City.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's okay. We'll let you let it slide.
Thank you for letting us slide on that.
I might appreciate a little in Houston, even though my father never wanted any.
Your dad never wanted
it. Well, they didn't build a filling station next to our house either.
Who still says filling station? Well, did you say filling station?
She did.
I haven't heard filling station. I don't know.
Do we have to go in?
No, I love it. It's great. It's a blast from the past in a good way. My heart was warm.
I'm going to get all upset.
No, it's good. I was like, feelings. Oh,
you're 5 years younger than I thought you were.
No, I know what a filling station is. It's just
And let me tell you, filling stations or gas stations, sometimes they can be tough, you know.
So it's hard to look out on or be next door to.
I don't want the view. I know, and most people don't. And so finding a balance and using our zoning policies and practices is one way that we try to fit them in there to be neighbors.
I think when we think about expansion, so we've talked a lot in the last few weeks about companies expanding. So companies that are maybe even here in Houston, in the city proper, expanding to other places, and also companies coming in. So I'm thinking from an expansion standpoint, there may be businesses that are, you know, right here in Galleria, where we are in our studio, that are looking for places to expand. And instead of going 200 miles away.
Right.
To, you know, somewhere completely outside of our bubble, they could come to Missouri City.
We would love to have them there. We are so close to just about everything. Yes. Missouri City is our veins, if you will, our arteries that get us out into the cities. I mean, we are exactly about 5 miles to the medical center. I can get to NRG Stadium from the city of Missouri City in about 9 to 12 minutes. Right next door to Sugar Land, Stafford.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Off of Highway
90. Are you like
90?
The first town that you hit, right? Yes. On 59 going south.
Yes.
Just past
Bissonnette. First, then
West
Stafford.
Airport.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And even if you're coming up Highway 90, which is our major, major thoroughfare into us, literally it's Houston, 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 and bam, you're right there in Missouri City.
Oh, I know.
Yes.
I mean, my friend that lived in Sugar Land used to say it's 12 minutes, basically, from Sugar Land in your Missouri City. Mm-hmm. So if 59 is open, 10 minutes to the medical center.
That's it, to the medical center. And I love it because even on using Highway 90, I can get into the medical center in about 9 minutes.
So let's talk about, you mentioned balance. We talked about balancing filling stations. Thank you, Lisa.
Lisa did it.
And other types of businesses. So when we think about sustainable development, to me, these sorts of things come to mind. So how do you create opportunities for all types of businesses and do it in a way that the community embraces it and they're not at the city council meeting complaining, you know, about whatever is next door to them? So what are the things that you all are thinking about from a council perspective? Mm-hmm. And then I want you to talk to us about your business and sort of how that all comes together.
Sure. You know, it's funny that you say that about them coming to the council meetings, because they do.
Oh, I know.
And it's okay that they do, because the one thing about us being on council, we are there to listen. They elected us. And so we do our very best to find ways in order for a business to sit inside of our subdivisions while being thoughtful. So we want to hear from developers whom are willing to be thoughtful. I don't, you know, it's very hard. We don't have a lot of land left in the city. So we have about 400 parcels of land that's left in the city. Some tracts are very, very large. I mean, huge acreage tracts. And some are very small. We only have about 40 that are listed currently right now for sale or for lease. But the trick with being almost all the way built out is that I'm going to be in someone's backyard with whatever we're going to put out
there.
So I want to listen to my citizens. I want to hear what they have to say. And every everything that I can do to talk to that developer, to give them the buffer that they need, the quiet space that they need. Mm. That's what I want to do. But we need the tax base. We really, really do.
I do.
From these businesses,
that.
We do. So we've got to find
Not
that balance.
Not especially the filling station. But.
Now, listen, no more gas stations, Lisa.
You need gas stations. I mean, I'm in there.
But we need more EV charging centers.
Well, you
than
do.
Anything,
that's for sure.
Because that's just the way it's going to start heading here mm-hmm. really soon. So we've got to be prepared for that.
I agree. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
So you are a business owner also. Mm-hmm. I mean,
what is your business?
You know, thank you for asking. I actually own a management firm where we primarily manage nonprofits and not-for-profit organizations. So we have a lot of boards of directors whom they really don't get paid to do the day-to-day work. Mm-hmm. And so there are companies out there like mine that take care of the operations.
You're the second one I've met.
Really?
I don't know a lot.
Yeah, there are a few
You know,
of
there
us.
Was one guy in Houston that kind of mm-hmm. did everything in the tech space. Mm-hmm. All the nonprofit stuff.
Yep. And
Dale
Wilkins.
I saw him the other day. Do
Dale
you know
Wilkins.
Him?
I
saw
him
and
name.
His wife at dinner the other
Isn't that
night.
Something? So ours is primarily on the facility management side
okay.
of it.
Okay.
So it was a perfect dovetail for me
wow.
going into
right. You're like
the
an
political
expert.
Space because I was already taking care of a multitude of facilities yeah. around Missouri City and Houston, to be honest with you.
Wow. So how do businesses learn more about these 40 parcels of land that are currently available for sale or for lease?
Mm-hmm.
Where do they go?
You know what?
They call Sonia. No, don't call
me.
Sonia.
No, I'm
don't
just teasing. Don't you
Sonia's
call
like,
me.
Do not
no.
call me.
Look at we're not giving your cell phone now.
No, but please, I encourage everyone to please visit our website, Missouri City. It's tx.gov mm-hmm. and go to our economic development landing page there, and from there we have everything on this website that tells you what properties are available, zoning laws, rules, regulations. We even have marketing out there to help people understand what it is that our city is looking for.
Okay.
We're
oh,
moving
excellent.
Away from being that bedroom community mm-hmm. and we're looking for nice restaurants so we don't have to leave our city and go to other cities to eat. We
But it's okay. Not Houston. She's not talking about Houston.
No,
they want to come to Houston.
No,
I mean, you
no.
know.
We want
what?
To stay in
yeah,
Missouri City.
I had this conversation with someone in the Woodlands earlier today. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, last week. But no, absolutely. They're not coming down here anymore.
Really?
They're done. They've got, well, they've got
well,
everything
the
in the Woodlands.
Woodlands has everything that they
yeah.
need. And so that's
yeah.
where we're, that's what we want to become.
And I watch it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really look at the city of Houston, which greater Houston is 7 or 8 million almost,
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and growing like crazy.
Sure.
It isn't growing inside the loop.
No,
it's, Houston, Texas is not growing.
Yeah.
You know, it's all around.
That's right.
And so the opportunities are absolutely huge mm-hmm. in these communities
yes.
to continue to, mm-hmm. you know, increase the growth.
I so agree.
And I agree. And in my mind, I see a hub and spoke situation, right? So
oh,
then Houston
yes.
is the hub
mm-hmm.
and all of the city of Houston and all of the communities that surround it, greater Houston, are spokes. And so you do come into the city for things like
We do.
Today.
Well,
we
still
do.
The arts.
And the arts.
And we
exactly.
talked about
That's
that.
Absolutely.
The theater situation,
mm-hmm.
ballet,
the park.
Opera.
Mm-hmm.
Well, definitely Herman Park.
Definitely
Everyone's
have to.
Everyone's going to come in for that.
But now you guys have got to come out and visit one of our most illustrious parks in Missouri City. It's called Buffalo Run. Oh, it's breathtaking.
Maybe we'll do a live
so
remote.
Beautiful.
Love I have
to
a
have
client
you guys
out
to do
there.
Our live. Really? Who's your client in Missouri City? That's
we'll,
the kind of one.
We'll A-Life Hospitality has...
We'll do a live remote and yeah. we'll invite Lisa's clients with an S that are in Missouri City.
With an S.
And with that, tell us the website one more time.
Okay. Missouri City. tx.gov
and do not
us.
Email Sonia.
Don't email me. Yes, no. Please email me if you have questions, and please follow us on all of our socials, which is the same, Missouri City TX. You can find us everywhere, even on YouTube. We have a YouTube station called Show Me City. So
thank you so much for being here with us today, and we'll go check it out. We should be a guest on Show Me City.
Oh, we okay.
You know,
I can make that happen.
Thank you so much. Thank
awesome.
You, thank you, thank you. And we'll be back.
Loaded, ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX and very happy customer of Jaguar of Clear Lake. They also sell Range Rovers, but I bought a brand new F-Pace Jaguar. I am so happy with everything. The experience, the location, the cleanliness of the place, the people were incredible, the service even better. Everything about it was just wonderful. So join me as a customer of Clear Lake Jaguar.
I'm Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, co-host of Culture Club HTX, here to talk to you about my other gig, CEO of SNR Creative Advisory. At SNR Creative, we're an elite team of seasoned professionals with one simple mission: partnering with our clients to creatively solve problems. Whether it's help with your business development, updating your communication strategy, or navigating a shift related to business transformation, our team of experts are here to help you think through that transition and execute it seamlessly. To learn more, visit snr-creative.com.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber.
I'm Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, and we are back.
And we are at my favorite food group. Well, actually, second favorite. Sports is my favorite. But fashion definitely comes in a close second, and a lot of cool stuff is going on in the fashion world right
It is.
Now. I mean, we had all these fashion shows last week, mm-hmm. and we had, like, people out for the River Oaks Fashion Show and the beautiful women all at Tickle Pink and all this kind of stuff. But Houston is getting a trendy Japanese retailer that has just been sort of the it shop for years and years for people who traveled all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the brand, the retailer is called Uniqlo. And they're entering Texas with stores in Houston and Dallas. For years, we just wanted them here.
Right.
I mean, and now they're coming. They're coming to Memorial City Mall and Sugar Land's First Colony Mall. And three locations in Dallas.
I don't even say it.
I don't understand that. And I don't understand nothing in town.
It's okay. I mean, Memorial City is kind of in town.
For you, maybe.
Not for me. I'm down the street from you. But nevertheless, it's close enough.
It's close enough. I'll go out to get it because they're part of the original Japanese look.
Like streetwear, casual streetwear.
Just
kind of,
so
yeah.
chic.
So cool. Chic, so pulled together.
Two pieces really just look like $1 million. I mean, it's just hard to even explain.
Well, I understand.
I understand because
the first time I visited Tokyo, I fell in love with the culture because of the precision and the care that's taken for everything.
Well, presentation is really 9 to 10. It's 10 tenths of the law.
It's 10 tenths.
Because they never had enough. So they had to make everything beautiful.
Oh, I love it. So I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
Well,
so excited.
Me too. So welcome, Uniqlo.
And so the other thing that's interesting is I think, again, this is one of those gems in our hat. They could have gone anywhere, and they came to Texas. So there you go.
There you go.
There you go. Speaking
They're
of
not going to New York City.
No, because, wow. I mean, why? It was better here. Oh. Speaking of awesome things that are better here, let's talk about Elizabeth Anthony.
Which is just such a wonderful story. And I'm really proud to call Julie Roberts my friend. She has just had an extraordinary career.
For sure.
You know, she was, what was she, Miss Missouri or something? I mean, like,
Miss Iowa.
No, oh, she was, you don't, no, not, she was not Iowa.
She
was, we're not doing Iowa.
She
again.
Was Miss Iowa,
she
but
was
you didn't
Miss
remember.
Missouri. And she started her store with $500 and a dream. And she just pioneered this whole pageant person.
Wait a minute.
Rental gown business.
Julia Roberts or Elizabeth Anthony?
Julie Roberts, who owns Elizabeth Anthony.
Okay.
I didn't say that.
No. Okay. I was confused. That's okay.
So
okay,
Julie Roberts owns Elizabeth Anthony. And Julie Roberts, along the way, bought Esther Wolfe. Remember the story?
Oh,
Esther
yeah.
Wolfe? And she was Esther Wolfe, Elizabeth Anthony, and then she just, Esther Wolfe wasn't bringing her enough because the Elizabeth Anthony original business was the most beautiful gowns you'd ever seen.
It
because
still
she
is
was
beautiful.
Doing them for pageant people.
Ah, okay.
And they
that
used to be
sense.
Really well priced. They're not really.
Not anymore.
They're expensive.
That's okay.
Now. But they're still gorgeous, the ones that she does herself. And now she's got some of the best designers in the whole world. And she does absolutely everything, you know, casual, career, evening.
And the store is merchandised very
it's
well.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful store. We had an event there.
We did.
With the Women's Chamber. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful place.
Yes.
In general. So,
yeah.
I mean, it has also, so.
It's beautiful. And we're just so proud. And she's worked so hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she works not quite 24/7, but pretty much all the time.
Well, you know, this is interesting because I often think, especially now, I don't know about you, Lisa, but it feels like people think entrepreneur and they think, boom, and you're, you know, you have $70 gajillion after like coming up with an app. And it just doesn't work like that.
Not exactly.
And it's never worked like that. So I appreciate when people like Julie Roberts talks about the fact that, yeah, she works pretty much all the time, but it does, again, and this is not cliche, people say it, it doesn't feel like work because it's something that she loves, but you do have to actually work. You can't just have ideas and never execute. So,
and she's managed to stay in business through what was, through the pandemic.
Well, she started in like 1987.
Well, I know,
but even through the pandemic, yeah, no joke.
You know, I mean, that, she really is not, I'm not sure she's got online shopping.
I'm not really sure.
It was never her thing. And so she is, and she's, the last thing I want to say, and a real shout out to her, is she's very involved in the community.
She is.
She hosts events. She gives back. I mean, she just supports across the board, from the Women's Chamber to the hospitals to just the Museum of Natural Science, the Symphony, the No Autism Group Foundation, Salvation Army. Really across the board. So thank you, Julie. Congratulations on your success with Elizabeth Anthony. And maybe we'll do a live remote there.
We will do a live remote there. And we also should talk about our newest thing that is in this fashion food group, which is Friends
at the Fireplace.
Talking fashion. So that's exclusively available on our YouTube.
Yes.
But
right now, it's just us, but we're going to drag other people in.
We're like Papa Joey. Right now, it's just us, but there'll be more people.
Well, no, there's people watching us on YouTube,
yeah.
But so far, we haven't had any guests because we just decided to call it this yesterday.
Yes, literally.
This week. Yeah,
this
Friday.
Week. Yeah.
Friday. It was Friday.
So that's exciting. So, Friends
at the Fireplace, Talking Fashion.
And you know I love alliteration. So if you are someone, a man or a woman.
Yeah, reach
out. Because that's also, reach out to us. Because what we're talking about, it's not just fashion in the way most people think about it. It's all about brand. And you talked about this
on the
panel.
We talk about brand. We talk about the difference between fashion and style.
And we talk about how if you don't feel confident, which means whatever you have on and however you enter into the world, that impacts how you engage with people and that impacts your success. So we are actually weaving together this notion of look good, feel good, do good, or I guess look. Yeah, that's right.
It's do well by doing good and looking good is what it is.
Sure, that.
You said that.
Did I think that?
Well, I say do well by doing good, which is terrible grammar, but I do it. And you added, and looking good.
Right. So I think this is interesting because
you do always look good.
Well, thank you. There's this intentionality.
I love looking at you.
Oh, well, thank you. So this is going to be good because I do think that we're going to close the gap for some people around the importance of presentation in all the things. No matter what domain you're in business, in the community, you say it all the time, Lisa, you have to look interesting. If you don't, people aren't going to listen. They're not going to talk to you. They're not going to engage.
No, they're not. I mean,
and so how important it is to do it and that you don't have to spend a ton of money to do so. Speaking of spending a ton of money, what do we think about this transformation of fashion media? Have you heard anything about that?
Well, I just think, you know, the shared future of Marie Claire and Who What Wear.
Yep.
So Who What Wear was like a fashion website.
Mm-hmm.
Marie Claire is a print magazine out of Paris for years.
Forever, yeah.
Marie Claire and Elle were the two big competitors.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even realize this, that Marie Claire stopped print editions in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So they've only been online, a digital magazine, and I guess their company bought Who What Wear.
Mm-hmm.
And so between both products, they're both really growing. So the online reach for any kind of like information.
Yeah, this is like your wheelhouse.
Is just grows. And, well, yeah, it really does cross
you
over
know a
both
little
of
bit.
My deals,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the whole digital, well, no, I mean, back to 2021, the pandemic,
uh-huh.
Or 2020, our business, the digital marketing business, exploded.
Mm-hmm.
If you weren't online, you weren't in business.
That's right.
No matter what your business was. It wasn't just about retailers selling clothes or jewelry or any of that. It was, you're an energy business. How are your customers going to communicate with you, buy equipment, buy anything?
Mm-hmm.
So all of that being said, these two publications have diverse revenue streams, mm-hmm. which is really a smart
It
thing.
Is very
They're
smart.
They're not competing with each other. They're sort of different models. I think Marie Claire, which used to be very young.
It did. It was younger.
I think it's skewing a little older than Who, What, Where is.
Seasoned.
Right now. Who? Whatever. Who, What, Where. She likes to say seasoned.
You said seasoned.
I'll say older. I don't care. It's But anyway, it's skewing just a little bit older. Mm-hmm. And Marie Claire is information. Who, What, Where is still selling product.
Mm-hmm.
And the big deal right now is that Future, which is the company that mm-hmm. owns both of them.
Not the rapper.
Not a rapper. Appointed Nikki Oganaki,
mm-hmm.
one of the most recently the digital director at Harper's Bazaar, and a longtime fashion editor who's held positions at Elle, Glamour, and GQ as editor-in-chief. He's the new head of this business.
Mm-hmm.
So highlighting his appointment as editor-in-chief of Marie Claire signals a new direction for the publications under his leadership.
Well, I'll be staying tuned, and I know you will too, and we'll have to keep folks updated. And with that, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be back.
Yes, we will.
Bye.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We are so excited to welcome Video Envy to the Culture Club HTX crew, our newest sponsor. Video Envy removes all the barriers to video production and helps you bring your brand to life. From start to finish, they handle all of the details, ideas, strategy, production, and obviously producing the final product. So partner with Video Envy and elevate your brand with high-quality videos. To learn more, visit videoenvy.com and be sure to mention Culture Club HTX for a 10% discount.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX, and I'm so excited to welcome our new partner, SheSpace, a women's co-working community that's so much more. Welcome, SheSpace, to Culture Club HTX, and you can find out more on how you can join SheSpace at SheSpaceHTX.com. That's SheSpaceHTX.com. Join now.
Listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shivana Robert Schreiber.
Hi, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX.
And I'm Shivana Robert Schreiber, the other co-host of Culture Club HTX, aka the trainer.
Yeah, the trainer.
I'm actually a personal trainer for real. Did you know that?
I am too. Well, you're a personal trainer of people and skills, right?
No.
I'm a certified personal trainer.
Me too.
Trainer. You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. Do I kid? I don't really kid.
But so you didn't play basketball, but you're a personal trainer?
I am. And I have a power lifting record in the state of Texas.
Oh, my God.
Bicep curls. Yeah. I'm a machine over here, folks. You didn't know that? We'll have to talk more about that.
That is really, honestly, we should give a whole sports segment to taking care of yourself.
Okay, yes.
I mean, we're in the sports segment. And we're talking power lifting. So I've really not ever been a power lifter, but I've been working out every day for years.
Well, speaking of sports section, I am super excited because I don't know when it was, maybe a few weeks ago, we talked about hockey, which I think is one of the most exciting sports to watch.
Without a doubt.
It's
and
just
Selma's
fun.
Playing at my 7.5-year-old granddaughter.
Oh, I love that. Uh-huh. So did you hear that Tillman Fertitta, owner of the Rockets, is preparing to host the NHL team when the time is right, or he's going to buy one?
He says he'd put one here tomorrow.
Oh, so when the time is right, a.k.a. tomorrow. Is mm-hmm. that what he said?
Yeah, he's willing. Yeah.
So yeah. There's an expansion that's happening in NHL. This is why we were talking about it before. Right. And, to get a team, I think something like, $2 billion is what you have to put up money because you have to be able to demonstrate that you can, build the stadium and all the ancillary things that need to happen for a sports team to be successful.
And even talking about the stadium, when I said they wanted a stadium, you said, no, you didn't think that they should do it.
Yeah, well,
and
I
so
was
have
wrong.
Other people. But on so are the you right? stadium subject, they're not building a stadium. Nobody's right here.
Okay.
There's a $30 million up renovation project at Toyota Center, which will accommodate hockey.
Okay, so I was right.
So they're
right.
already doing it. Oh, God.
So I was partially right. Okay, good. Okay, so this is
that made me exciting. Only partially wrong.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're good. See, yeah. Splitsy.
So we had an AHL team years ago.
I know.
The Arrows.
There, which I went to games. We talked about that. I mean, I thought it was fun. It was a fun, again, it's sort of like the Sabercats.
It's so fast.
Fun, fast, family friendly, affordable. So I'm super excited. And there are all of these economic benefits because hockey teams, NHL, have something like 40 plus games. So you think about that at the Toyota Center, in addition to the Rockets and concerts, this is additional opportunities.
Revenue.
Yeah, for folks.
Do they even have those many nights open at the Toyota Center?
I think so. Well, because, you know, between the Rockets and concerts, I mean, I think there are, you know, a lot of open nights, but this will probably pack it out, right? This will probably pack out the schedule and fill it out for the most part all year. So I think it's fantastic. I'm so excited about it.
Well, me too.
So do we need to call Tillman and say, yes, buy one tomorrow? What do we need to do?
Tillman, we think you should buy, get it. He can't buy it unless they sell it to him. That's the other side of these
okay,
crazy
so
things.
Tillman, we think they should sell you the
We're
going to
help you get it.
Yes.
That's who we're going to call, is the NHL.
We're going to call the Hello, Commissioner of the NHL. Hi, it's Lisa Chavana, co-host of Culture Club HTX. And we think
you need to come to Houston
yeah.
with Mr. Fertitta.
We're
going to
do it. Speaking of Houston, we have a Houston favorite.
Okay, so we have a GOAT.
Yeah, we do.
We have a GOAT, greatest of all times, Simone Biles. And she is as adorable as she appears. She's absolutely lovely and precious. And her Gold Over America tour is coming to Houston following the 2024 Paris Olympics.
Awesome.
So I'm so excited. This is, you know, the second time around. I mean, she did a sellout tour after she dropped out of the last Olympics.
Can
so
you
imagine that she's going to participate in this, and I'm sure win at least one gold, if not seven.
Probably.
You know, and so stand by. It's coming to Houston. The tour occurs just months after the Summer Olympics, where she is expected to contend.
And you know what's interesting? So this is the centennial for the Olympics. So did you know that?
In Paris.
Yeah.
Well, it's a centennial of the 1924 Olympics. They had one before that.
For Paris, right?
Yes.
So this is like, yeah, this is a special time.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be even extra special, one, because Simone's going to do her tour. But just in general, I'm super excited about that. And
Paris is one of the original Olympic cities.
Right.
You know, it's like Athens, Paris, you know,
exactly.
Rome, whatever. You know, like Olympians should be there.
Well, And they're going.
And
all
we're
right.
not.
And you don't know.
I'm not.
Well, you don't know. Well, yeah, it's going to be too many people. We don't do crowds. Yeah,
I don't
wanna
do
come
those
to
crowds.
Yeah, no, I agree. So, last but certainly not least,
Yay.
Coach Nelson.
Coach Nelson is so excited.
The Houston Texans have really been moving and shaking.
They are beyond rocking and rolling.
They're on fire.
Okay. The offseason acquisitions of Mixon, Hunter, and Diggs mark a historic milestone in the NFL. According to NFL.com, the Texans are the first team to add players who achieved 10-plus sacks, 1,000-plus rushing yards, and 100-plus receptions in the previous season, showcasing the caliber of talent they have assembled. And, of course, we have CJ, and we have Tank Dell, and we have, what's his name that I love?
The
big tackle that we got.
You don't love him that much because you don't know his name. Well, that's true. You can love and not know names. That's fair. That's fair. So
I can't think of his name.
You'll think of it. Everyone is talking about the Texans and more specifically about Coach D'Amico. Everyone's talking about how amazing what an amazing job he's doing. Because we've said this, these things don't happen by accident.
No.
This is not a like, oh, I just woke up and picked some people. This is strategy, folks. This is major strategy, thoughtfulness, which is super important, listening, which is one of your favorite things.
Absolutely.
I think we're going to go to the Super Bowl. Like, if someone would like to bet me, I say today that we're going to the Super Bowl in 2025. I've decided.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Anybody want to bet us?
Reach
out.
Bet us.
You can reach out on our website.
What are we gonna, we can arm wrestle you if you lose. Like, I don't
well,
know.
Well, she's a power lifter,
I'm just saying.
I wouldn't arm wrestle.
Well, you do your weight.
My ex-sister-in-law that I adore was the arm wrestling champion of the state of Texas.
Really?
And all her brothers were, too.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that something?
That is something. But I think we're going to the Super Bowl. I really do.
I do too.
I think we're going to the Super Bowl.
And again, I'm not going, but
we'll have media passes, so we'll be like safe.
Maybe we will go.
Yeah, we'll be safe. We'll be safe from the crowds of the Super Bowl.
We qualify for media passes for the Houston Texans. We are so excited. Thank you to all of you who keep listening to us.
Exactly. And
it's really you guys. That's the reason we get to qualify.
Well, and that we know what we're talking about. I mean, that's kind of the other thing.
But I don't think that's important. It's the number of listeners we have.
Okay.
And the station we're on. Both of those.
Thank you, ESPN, and thank you, listeners. And with that, I think it's time for us to say goodbye. Can you believe it? Or bye, as you like to say.
Bye.
Bye.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week. Stay focused and stay fabulous.
ESPN 97.5.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX and very happy customer of Jaguar of Clear Lake. They also sell Range Rovers, but I bought a brand new F-Pace Jaguar. I am so happy with everything. The experience, the location, the cleanliness of the place, the people were incredible, the service even better. Everything about it was just wonderful. So join me as a customer of Clear Lake Jaguar. I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Astounds, and we invite you to dive into the dynamic world of digital marketing services with us. Astounds is not just an internet marketing service provider. We're your gateway to the future of online marketing. With our innovative approaches ranging from great website design to impactful online advertising and social media, we'll equip your business with the tools to grow. We want the opportunity to astound you. Grow your business online with us at astounds.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.